Unit 16. The History of Love and Sex. 1. Where does man stand today relative to love and sex? By objectively analyzing the fascinating and sometimes startling history of love and sex, one can learn man's progress toward fulfilling his physical, psychological, and sexual needs follows his degree of freedom from the oppressive forces of government, the church, and mysticism. It's indicated that concepts such as love within marriage, the equality of women with men, and the mutual enjoyment of sex were unknown throughout most of recorded history. In fact, the concept of romantic love as the basis of sex and marriage has fully evolved only within the past century. Ancient Greece, 1300 BC to 450 BC. Homeric women, 1300 BC to 1100 BC, were relatively free and exercised considerable influence over men, but remained virtuous and on double standards. With the high standard of living in later Greece, women became idle and lost their importance. Golden Age of Greece, 450 BC to 27 BC. High-class prostitutes were held superior to wives and virtuous women. When Greek men did fall in love, they considered themselves sick. The Greeks never connected love with marriage. They found love either an amusement that quickly faded or a God-sent affliction that lasted too long. Wives were considered only as housekeepers and mothers, not as lovers. Roman Empire, 27 BC to 385 AD. Pagan love in Rome was guilt-free, lustful, and deceitful. Unlike Greeks, the Romans preferred sex without philosophy or significance. Abortion and contraception were common. Babies were often discarded as garbage. Decline of the Roman Empire, 100 AD to 385 AD. Roman Empire started surrendering to a bizarre new religion, Christianity. Christians linked all Roman evils to sex and pleasure. Rome plunged into an asceticism of guilt-laden sex. Rise of Christianity and the Dark Ages, 385 AD to 1000 AD. People became preoccupied with sex as Christians turned sex into a sinful activity. Example, some burning off fingers to resist temptation. The rise of Christianity brought the Dark Ages for civilization, love, and happiness, and reduced sex to an ugly act. Clergy turned to keeping mistresses. Scandal-ridden popes reigned. Women were wasteful property. The church sanctioned wife beatings and gave light fines for killing women. Pre-Renaissance rise of courtly love, 1000 to 1300. No love existed in marriage. Courtly love, or true love, was a clandestine, bittersweet relationship of endless frustrations. Such a relationship was supposedly spiritually uplifting, making the knight a better man and warrior. The sex act was considered false love, but true love was kissing, touching, fondling, and perhaps even naked contact.